Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
I hope you're prepared for a good laugh today because our guest today is John Colby. John began his career as a teacher where he engaged and empowered students in a classroom to learn and achieve their best. While teaching full-time, he did a few side gigs for business groups who wanted to engage and empower their employees. It happened that his improvisational and interactive approach he used in teaching was so effective and unique that the word spread. His phone began to ring with invitations to speak to businesses all over the U.S. until March 2020, when the world changed. With help from a friend, John adapted quickly. Over the past year of the pandemic, John's business has exploded. He is now known as the virtual engagement expert, presenting regularly to audiences around the globe.
Well, hello, John. So good to have you on the show today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Man, it's a pretty day here. I hope it is in your neck of the woods. So, you know, before I ask you to tell me about the small-time leader in your life, I'd like to know something you're grateful for right here in your life today.
Well, I have to say I'm grateful for two healthy kids. We have a toddler, a two-year-old named Georgia, but just 7 weeks ago, we had another one. We have a little Hazel, and both of them are happy and healthy. And I tell you, it gives me a reason to get up every morning.
Wow, that is amazing. I remember those times. There's some tough ones coming, but man, that's great. There's nothing like kids. I sent my kids away. Now I have grandchildren, and I would take them any day for sure. You know the old joke, why do grandparents and grandchildren get along so well? They share a common enemy. But anyway, back to you. Well, John, so tell us, I know your work speaking and you have a wonderful story about how you got there, but tell us about somebody along the way who's been a small time leader for you.
Well, when you first asked me that question, I had to think because there have been a lot of people, but the most recent one that comes to mind is, I don't know if you've seen the news, but in this last year, we had a pandemic. And for somebody whose job it is to get on a plane and to speak to a large group, last March, I panicked a little bit. I was trying to figure out what my world was going to look like. And then I got a phone call from a guy named David Quick. And David Quick is another speaker here in Indiana. And he said, what if we did something together? And I was like, I don't see what that would be, because he'd seen me speak before, and mine's really interactive. People are up and moving around, shaking hands and talking. And he said, well, I have several things booked, but mine is pretty stagnant. And over a virtual setting, I feel like it could get dry. So what if we use my scientific approach to communications and your interactive stuff, and we could call it the art and science of engagement? And so he basically saved my career and at the beginning of the pandemic and just getting me to think, can we do these things that I'm used to doing in person? Can we find a way to do it virtually? And sure enough, we could.
Wow. Well, tell us about one of those.
Well, so the way it all started is I had to figure out how to take about 6 or 7 games that I would normally do and do them virtually. So I got on LinkedIn and Facebook and said, if anybody wants to take a free improv for communications class, hop on. At this time, I had about 30 people. I knew most of them, but some of them were pretty much strangers. And I just ran through some games. I told them this is the first time I've done it live, even though I've been doing improv in person for over 20 years. They gave me some feedback and then I just kind of adjusted. And then I got another group together of friends and I did a second 1 hour. And then I called him back and I'm like, hey, I'm good to go. So we started doing these workshops where he would introduce a part of culture index is what his approach is. And then I would play a game to show them how their style presents itself in conversations or interactions with other people. And people were just astounded. And I was amazed at the end of our various engagements together. People would ask me, well, how did you do that on Zoom? And how were we able to do this? And so I started realizing not only could I teach these communication, leadership, team building things, I could also teach people how to be more engaging on a digital platform. So it kind of, it broadened my speaking topics instead of narrowed it like I thought it might.
Well, you know, of course, you're not the only one that went through the pandemic, and my world was hit as well. And there's probably still some people who are trying to figure some of that out. So what advice would you have for them around that you maybe, David, and you discovered that be applicable to people as they think about their business going forward as we move back from COVID? And any thoughts around that?
Well, the first advice I've had, and I think a lot of people have finally figured this out, stop waiting for it to get back to normal. And you can't see me while you're listening to this podcast, but I'm using quote fingers when I say normal, because there's not going to be the way it was before. You know, moving forward, a lot of people realize we don't have to fly in people from all over the world to do a 10-person meeting. We can do it virtually and do it well. But then from our side, what we need to do is say, okay, how did I do it in person? Now, how can I do it virtually? Not can I do it, but how can I do it? I think that I always use the analogy. I used to have a summer job in New Jersey. And so I would drive from New York to New Jersey. I took 70 up to 76 and same path. Well, one year there was a big accident. And so my maps was telling me get off of 70, you know, somewhere near Pittsburgh. And so I ended up getting off and going a completely different route the rest of the way. I didn't go, well, 70's closed. I guess I can't go to New Jersey this summer. You know, if you need to get there, there's another path. You just have to find it. And sometimes you can find it on your own, but a whole lot of the times your phone has a map that will help you. Unfortunately for life, we don't have a phone to give us all the answers, but we have other people. And so when you get stuck, stop feeling like you're stuck and alone. Like I joked about that pandemic thing, because it feels like we're the one going through it. You know, we're the only one dealing with it sometimes. But when you vocalize your challenges, you're met with help. And it's amazing how many people in the world want to help. You just have to be willing to speak up and ask for it.
So how can I do it? Not can I do it? In your journey of getting your COVID program together and getting this happening, what else had you picked up that would be helpful for people as they look at their work today?
A research study was done saying, if I talk for 10 minutes, as soon as I'm done, you'll remember 50% or less. A day later, you'll remember 25% or less. And a week later, you'll remember 10% or less, because you're just passively listening. But when I get you engaged in what's going on, you are going to remember more because your brain is firing. I mean, you're connected to what's going on. So whether you're on Zoom or you're live, it's just simply a matter of finding ways to get people engaged, ask questions. Like when you're using Zoom, there's a polling feature. When I'm live, I literally will ask questions and go, if you agree, stand up. If not, sit down. Okay. And then I'll ask another one. So they'll stand up and sit down a little bit. And again, it gets your blood flowing. You know, I have them turn toward a partner and talk about something we just discussed as a big group. So now they have a chance to lock it into their brain by kind of analyzing a little bit. But if we're on Zoom, I use the breakout rooms. And it's what's cool is it randomizes who you're with. So you get to know new people within your own organization. A lot of you haven't talked to other people you work with in your company for a year now, but it's as simple as pushing a button for the breakout room. So find ways to make people feel like a learning part of the process and still simply a digesting part where I'm just taking it all in. No, I'm part of the process by interacting.
Right. Well, you say that and I think about, you know, I kind of do the same thing. As a matter of fact, at my wedding, I had a facilitated wedding. I turned and asked people and they had attended to give us advice out in front. So, you know, that really is important to get people to be engaged. You talked about your work. What about your life during this time? What adjustments you've had to make and what have you learned about that during this?
Well, with a pregnant wife, as far as quarantine, we were pretty locked in the majority of the time. And even with a newborn, the doctor said, really try and quarantine as much as you can. So I have been so aware of connecting with people in other ways. My granddaughter FaceTimes with her grandmas all the time and, you know, the aunts and friends. And we set up Zoom parties where we will get on Zoom with a group of friends. My wife just did one with a bunch of her old friends from college last night. And you make time, even with, you know, with two young kids in the house and we're just busy as all get out, you make time. And if you don't make time for those things, it's not healthy. And if, again, instead of going, well, can I still find a way to have a group party? No, the answer, it's not can I, it's how can I have a group party? So there are all sorts of apps out there, the Hangout, Google Hangouts, and there are some apps out there that actually let you play games with other people, and you can see them all on your phone. There's a million ways to do it. It's simply a matter of the same thing, just figuring out how to make it happen.
So in wrapping this up, you started with David Quick and told us about him. We've taken a little journey around this whole pandemic episode. So what would you like listeners to leave with today as they look at their life just in general as we move forward?
Yeah, it's just when you look at an obstacle, no matter how big it is, whether it's your personal life or your business life, stop looking at it as a deterrent and just look at it as a challenge. Like you are you going to go over the obstacle? Are you going to go around it? Are you going to dig under it? You know, you might have to make a new path, but I guarantee it. And I always tell people, if you need a creative solution, my brain is real weird. So check out johncolby.com is my website. I tell people go there, and I'm always happy to get on anybody with a call to talk about anything. I don't care if I have no idea what your field is even about. I can probably give you ideas. And a lot of times some of the best ideas come from people who don't know too much, because once we get too ingrained, we almost put blinders up as to seeing possibilities that might be right in front of us.
Well, John, thanks so much for reminding us to stop seeing the limitations and seeing the possibilities. And we look forward to talking again on Thursday. Have a great one.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to MichaelAllenTate.com or SmallTimeLeaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.